Welcome to the Arts Page. In this edition, Tourism and Entertainment Ministry to spearhead two major events promoting Jamaican culture. And in celebration of the 50th anniversary of the Jamaica Information Service, excerpts of an interview with reggae singer Buju Banton, which originally aired in 1996.
Testing, microphone check, you see me? Yo! This is Tyrus Riley, singy, entertainer, artist, songwriter, musician. I stayed in school, and because I stayed in school, I learned how to read music, write music. You know what I mean? You need school to start before you go anywhere else. That part help you achieve your goals. Music, we say, and school, we say.
Achieve your goals. Stay in school. A message from the Ministry of Labor and Social Security Program of Advancement through Health and Education, PATH.
The Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment is looking to maximize the economic potential of the country's cultural product through the staging of two major entertainment events. 90 Days of Summer and Kingston in February will target locals as well as visitors to the island. State Minister in the Tourism and Entertainment Ministry, Damien Crawford, says 90 Days of Summer, to be held from mid-May to mid-August each year, will further position Jamaica as a unique destination, distinguishing the island from other markets offering sun, sand, and sea. The second event, Kingston in February, will streamline the activities currently sponsored by the Jamaica Tourist Board, JTB, and the Tourism Enhancement Fund, TEF, during February, Reggae Month.
We want to have a situation that Kingston is known around the world as the hub for creative and cultural activities and information. If you could just have a reggae loop in Kingston, if you could just have a reggae walk of fame, a reggae museum, if you could have a tour that incorporated where Bob Marley was born to where he made his music, we can see how Kingston can be properly positioned as the cultural mecca of the Caribbean.
Ladies and gentlemen, today for your entertainment, we present dancehall singer Mark Anthony Myrie, otherwise known as Buju Banton.
Yes, well, thank you, some government. Otherwise known as Buju. Anytime you go for it, never you dare throw stone behind you.
The name Buju Banton was given to me. The word Buju is a Maroon word, you know, which was given to me by my mother, you know. The Banton is something I adapt to the passage of time. My mentor and lyrical spirit them time, there was Buju Banton in those days. Put them together and I get Buju Banton. Music has always been a love of mine. And after sitting down with my father, I realized that it has always been his love too, you know. We didn't get a chance to do more or do much in the music business in those days. I was to leave it and get a 9-to-5. So I and I find, say, the singing that I portray now is something even more than something I want, but something which is embedded in I and I. From baby days, I'm blessed by the Most High. I sing certain songs, inspire the nation, uplift the youth, them and myself.
Strangest feeling I'm feeling, but your love we will always believe in. Though you may think my fate is in vain, till Shiloh we chant Rastafari's name.
Attitude towards life has been more strengthened, you know. It has been strengthened a whole heap more because I find there is more to life. We knew this before than just living, but now you see the real 9 years of what you really are deal with. And if she said there's more to be done, you have to check for humanity. Because if you don't check for humanity, then you're going to last up and caught up in a them vanity. It's a steeple for reach yourself. But we give thanks to the Most High because we start the journey and it's not halfway finished yet.
That's it for this edition of the Arts Page. Join us again next time. I am Carlene Brown Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.